November 16, 1926, Howich act of the human will is a veil that prevents the soul from knowing the divine will. Jealousy of the divine will. How it performs all the offices for the soul. Threats of wars and of chastisements. My usual state of abandonment in the supreme fiat continues, but at the same time, I call the one who forms all my happiness, my life, my all. And Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, the more you abandon yourself in the supreme will, the more you advance along its ways, the more knowledges you acquire, and the more you take possession of the goods which are in the divine will. Because in it there is always something to know and to take. Being the primary inheritance given by God to the creature and possessing the eternal goods, my will has the task to always give to one who lives in this inheritance. And only then is it content and begins the activity of its office, when it finds the creature within the boundaries of its volition. Then, becoming festive, it gives new things to its heiress. Therefore, the soul who lives in it is the feast of my will. On the contrary, those who live outside of it are its sorrow, because they place it into the inability to give, to exercise its office and to fulfill its task. More so, since each act of the human will is a veil that the soul puts before her eyes, which prevents her from seeing my will and the goods contained in it with clarity. And since most of the creatures live continuously of their own will, they form so many veils as to become almost blind to know and see my will, their choicest inheritance, which was to make them happy in time and eternity. Oh! If the creatures could understand the great evil of the human will and the great good of mine, they would abhor their will so much as to place their life in order to do mine. The human will renders man a slave. It makes him needy of everything. He feels strength and light continuously missing in him. His existence is always in danger, and whatever he obtains is by dint of prayers and hardships. So, the man who lives in his will is the true beggar. One who lives in mine, instead, has need of nothing. He has everything at his disposal. My will gives him dominion over himself, and therefore he is master of strength and of light, and not of human strength and light, but divine. His existence is always safe, and being the master, he can take whatever he wants, nor does he need to ask in order to receive. In fact, before Adam withdrew from my will, prayer did not exist. It is need that gives rise to prayer. But since there was nothing he needed, he had nothing to ask for or to importunate. Therefore, he loved, he praised, he adored his Creator, but prayer had no place in the terrestrial Eden. Prayer came and arose after sin, as an extreme need of the heart of man. When one prays, it means he needs something, and since he hopes for it, he prays in order to obtain it. On the other hand, one who lives in my will lives as a master in the opulence of the goods of her Creator. And if she feels any need or desire, seeing herself in the midst of so many goods, it is that of wanting to give to others her happiness and the goods of her great fortune. As true image of her Creator, who has given so much to her with no restriction, she would like to imitate him by giving to others that which she possesses. Oh, how beautiful is the heaven of the soul who lives in my will! It is a heaven with no storms, with no clouds, with no rain, because the water that quenches her thirst, fecundates her, gives her growth in the likeness of the one who created her, is my will. Its jealousy that the soul may take something which does not belong to it is so great that it performs all offices. If she wants to drink, it becomes water which, while refreshing her, extinguishes all other thirsts, so that her only thirst may be its will. If she is hungry, it becomes food which, while satiating her, takes away from her the appetite for all other foods. If she wants to be beautiful, it becomes a brush, and gives her touches of such beauty, that my will itself remains enraptured at a beauty so rare, impressed by it in the creature. It must be able to say to all heaven, "Look at her, how beautiful she is." It is the flower, the fragrance, the shade of my will that made her so beautiful. In sum, it gives her its strength, its light, its sanctity, everything, to be able to say, she is a work, fully from my will. Therefore I want her to lack nothing, to be like me, and to possess me. Look into yourself to see the work of my will, how your acts invested by its light have changed the earth of your soul. Everything is light, which arises within you and turns to wound the one who invested it. Therefore, the greatest affront I receive from creatures is to not do my will. After this, he transported me outside of myself, making me see the great evil of the human generations. And continuing to speak, he added, my daughter, look at how much evil the human will has produced. They have become so blind that they are preparing fierce wars and revolutions. This time it will not be just Europe, but other races will unite. The circle will be wider. Other parts of the world will participate in it. How much evil does the human will? It blinds man, it impoverishes him, and it makes of him the murderer of himself. But I will use this for my highest purposes, and the reunion of so many races will serve to facilitate the communications of the truths, so that they may dispose themselves for the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat. Therefore, the chastisements that have occurred are nothing other than the preludes of those which will come. How many more cities will be destroyed? How many peoples buried under the ruins? How many places buried and plunged into the abyss? The elements will take the part of their creator. My justice can bear no more. My will wants to triumph, and would like to triumph by means of love in order to establish its kingdom. But man does not want to come toward this love, therefore it is necessary to use justice. And while he was saying this, he showed an immense brazier of fire coming out from the earth, and those who were near it were invested by that fire and disappeared. I was frightened, and I pray and hope that my beloved good will placate himself.